of Wildy and Tausch
begins now. Thanks to Brian Bulaga and his muscle shirt for spending some time with us. Tausch, I know that there is a segment of the population that thinks that we just love to stir stuff up, and I know we've got that clip from Matt LaFleur saying,
why do you have to stir stuff up, Jason?
Yeah, there he is. I don't think this is stirring things up. Like, this is what is on everyone's mind. I don't think Stephanie was looking to... I think she was looking for a soundbite that was
for sure
about the contract. She wasn't trying to create a firestorm by asking the question. The way it was handled by his handlers... Because here's the other thing. I think Jordan Love would have been perfectly fine giving a milquetoast answer. I do. Like, I think he reacted to the guy next to him saying, nope, nope, nope. And I think he started to chuckle.
I think a lot of times, and I don't know Jordan's team that he has around him. Like, a lot of times you'll have your agent and a national team, and then there'll be some local people that will help you with a camp. And if
sure.
you're doing a signing at Fleet Farm or Quick Trip, you know, a lot of times everybody is just overly sensitive to making sure Jordan's comfortable. Jordan's a big boy. You don't think Jordan could have just said what he... And you get so... Jordan's a big dude, man. Let him just handle his business. Everything would be fine. Nobody'd care. And he'd handle it in a good way. He is the leader of the Green Bay Packers
Correct.
Professional football team. He's not some young buck that doesn't know anything. It's his... I think it was handled very poorly. That's cool.
I would agree.
I don't know if I necessarily, I mean, Blue said it. It was the first thing that came to his mind. You're nodding your head like a Woody Woodpecker. Yep, 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 yep. I don't know. Stephanie was there. I'd be curious her take on whether or not she felt like it was, this is bad, because you can read body language. The fact that it's not done, and the fact that Shefty, who there's nobody more dialed in with the agent world on these negotiations, is saying nothing's going to get done
Correct.
Before camp.
But,
when you combine all that, it does make you think,
Let's talk about that
must
next.
There must be a Cumberland gap between what Jordan's team wants. And
maybe just a gulch.
A pretty good-sized gap, right?
Yeah, it was a big...
What is that big gap that I was telling you all about down in
Canyon?
Antarctica? No, the Antarctican gap that I want to go down and visit
I'm going to have to check that along with your hotel pen. Just quickly what Stephanie said, and then we'll get to Adam Schefter coming up next, and then we'll get to Homer. I felt like he wanted to give reporters an answer of some sort, but the camp organizer said nope, nope, in the middle of me asking the question is what Stephanie wrote to me. The fact that he was smiling I think means he was okay with it and not upset that a question about his contract was asked. We at least got the news to come response, which he was smiling at the end when he said. So, again, by handling it the way they did, leaves it open to interpretation.
So I still, even with this... And with Shefty's reports.
You think a deal's done by Monday?
I still think the Packers, they have a bunch of money available, and they're doing the stock
shareholders meeting.
Stockholders meeting.
Monday afternoon.
Post-practice. I still think my windy sources are thinking it's going to get done right before they start a camp, and then it's going to be a big celebration. I still believe... That's what's going to happen.
Well, Jordan Love is, like you, a brand ambassador for American Family Insurance, and I know they never put you guys in an awkward spot.
Packers fans, Dream Drive is back. Come on down to Lambeau Field to kick off another year of big smiles in less than a mile. Starting July 22nd, little Packer fans can ride between Lambeau and training camp with their own bike or on one from the American Family Insurance fleet alongside a bunch of Packers players. American Family Insurance continues to support this heartwarming event, mobilizing the community to realize their dreams as they ride safe and protected. Join American Family Insurance for another historic year as we keep the tradition moving. Grab your wheels and let's ride Green Bay. Dream fearlessly, insure carefully.
I am curious about this Adam Schefter part of this. Riley will replay what he said to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. We'll talk about that next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
said, what about breakfast to Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the film. And as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we got.
Breakfast at Tiffany's. Holly Golightly. That's all I know about the movie, is that song right there.
Well, Breakfast at Tiffany's is all about the Costanza. And he went, like, the book club, right? And then he wanted to go watch the movie, and he ended up going spilling wine and wolfing down pretzels. It's a genius idea, by the way.
If only J.R. Ewing had come up with it. All right, we need to hear what Adam Schefter said for those of you that did not catch him on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, which is each weekday, 7 to 9 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. Here is Schefty talking about Lovey and the contract getting done by Monday.
Well, the Packers veterans report to camp on Sunday. That is the day that they report, which means they're on field next week. And I think that the two sides continue to talk. And I think that eventually they're going to figure out a way to get this done. I don't know that they are close to making it happen right at this moment. I still think that there's a chance, a small chance, it gets done in the next week or two. My guess would be, based on current events, that the deal is not done by the time they report to camp. Again, I think they would like to get it done. Jordan Love would like to get it done. Everybody would like to get it done.
Yeah.
Well, they get it done.
So, easy solution,
just get it done. Larry the Cable Guy needs to come up there.
Get her done. So, Tausch, of course everybody, and Adam knows this when he says this, of course everyone wants to get it done. The issue is, do you want to get it done at your number, or do you want to get it done at their number? And the problem is, how do we find the number that both are relatively happy with? That's what they want to get it done.
Well, that obviously is what makes this difficult, and I do wonder how close they are. And this is where I think the Giants are on hard knocks right now.
Uh-huh.
This would be fascinating to watch. The Packers never in a million years will do this, and they shouldn't, because it's bad. I think it'd be great for fans, but if they're not going to let you watch a OTA in June, they're certainly not going to let you into Russ Ball's office when he's discussing with Jordan Love's team about $52 million to $58 million. So that's an intriguing part of it.
Yeah, again, I felt like I was being viewed as Mr. Negative for allowing for this possibility. And I will be the first to admit.
By whom? By the populace, by the social media realm, fans. This is such a lame thing that people say. Well, people say, "Oh, I feel like this."
Well,
no,
I didn't favorite this. Like, I didn't favorite all the tweets. I didn't save the emails. But I would say, combined
well,
on the
me
different
one name.
Social media,
give me one name.
Jeff. There's a guy named Jeff.
Jeff and Monroe.
Jeff and Monroe.
So who? You can't just randomly say some dude's name.
I'm not.
Oh, Frank.
Well, you just said you wanted
Frank
one name,
that.
And I gave you one
I did.
Name.
But I was hoping you'd say, like, I don't know,
it's
Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold.
I don't know.
Like, of all the names you could have gone with there, how you landed on Tom Arnold is more fascinating.
Well, I was thinking about Roseanne from the singing in the national anthem. That's kind of where.
And she played a prostitute in a movie.
Who Tom Arnold was?
No, Roseanne
Barr?
That's
a movie I don't want to see. The question I have when I hear this, and not that Adam Schefter is looking at it and promoting or trying to get a word out one way or the other. I'm not saying that. The question I have is this coming from Jordan Love's people saying, this ain't happening? The numbers aren't there.
That's what I'm
Get your
wondering.
Numbers up. So that always – so you can get reporting, and the media has – I hate to tell everybody this that thinks the media is unbiased and doesn't have an agenda. There are people that are crazy enough to think that.
Hey!
The media is biased. Just hold up a second. The media is biased and has an agenda. It's just the reality of the world. So if your bread is buttered a certain way, you're going to probably put that butter on that bread.
Grass.
Doesn't mean it's always going to be that way, but the bottom line is the Packers aren't offered Jordan Love enough money, and Jordan Love's team is saying, if this doesn't happen, this ain't going to get done. That's what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Packers deadline spur action.
Mm-hmm.
The real deadline here, I think, is probably Sunday night, and if it doesn't happen, then I think we can really start wondering, and then you start asking, Jordan Love is there at practice with his red jersey. He's not going to get touched. Then the question is, who's the first preseason game for the G&G?
Denver? Let me double check
okay,
that.
Okay, Denver. Are you going to play out in that altitude? Are you going to play the Denver Broncos? Are you going to take snaps?
It's the Cleveland
Browns.
Jordan's
response to
Thank
that
you. Cleveland
will
Browns
be interesting.
First. Cleveland Browns first, then
Why
Denver.
Why did you just say Denver?
Because I was guessing because I don't have the preseason schedule.
Why would you guess? Just say, why don't you just say, hey, I'll look it up and I'll tell you. You can't just willy-nilly throw.
Oh, yeah, because you never say things willy-nilly.
Argentina's not in the NFL, Jason. Well, I just took a guess.
They play Cleveland on August 10th. They play Denver on the 18th. They play at home against the Baltimore Ravens on the 24th.
So they're in the dog pound. Can you imagine? Yeah, Myles Garrett, who's not going to play either. Can you just imagine Myles Garrett lining up and Jordan Love sitting there saying, you know what, we're going to hand the ball off three times and I'm deucing because I ain't taking a snap with Myles Garrett breathing down my neck at $11 million.
Yeah.
That is what the Packers are going to avoid.
Uh-huh.
Promise you that.
All right, we need to get ready for Homer. We're already late. So, Tausch, tell us about Johnson and Sons. I know I was
Summer
on the driveway
here.
Again. Sydney was wondering if we're ever going to see Johnson and Sons at our house. Shouldn't like the dribbling on the
cracks. We missed them
the
yesterday.
Cracks.
I know there was a little miscommunication with the great team at Johnson and Sons out at the golf course yesterday, but summer's here. And there ain't no miscommunication. You need a new driveway. You need some work done. You need some asphalt. Johnson and Sons Paving. Visit johnsonandsonspaving.com. Do it before... You got all this stuff. Don't let a little small problem become a big headache. Like, mm-hmm. Jason, you don't want Sid or Matt out there shooting and then the ball pops. You just don't want to deal with that. Get it done. They got the 3 R's to get this stuff done. Reseal every 2 to 3 years. Repair when you see signs of cracking or potholes. And replace if there is a constant standing water, warping, buckling, or sinking. Don't get your customers all freaked out with a bad parking lot. Go to johnsonandsonspaving.com, schedule an appointment, get it fixed so everybody feels good about what's going on.
Uncle Homer joins us next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Whatever you do, make sure you do it right.
You know what that music means? We will not get into the career of Duke Tomato again like we did last week.
Thank
but
God.
We will get into
the weather.
Great career. Those clouds look threatening. But the great career of Steve the Homer True.
You made it back with all the cloud coverage
I did.
And barometric pressure.
Yeah, I did. I even got the lawn mowed. I got a lot done. And watched Leaving Las Vegas. You hear him every weekday on the Homer Hour, 5 to 6 across ESPN Milwaukee and ESPN Beaver Dam. He is Steve the Homer True. Homer, good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm good. I got to help Tausch out. I like doing this.
You do that a lot.
All right, what's up?
Well, there's no media. You have to tell me there is no media. There isn't.
How so?
Media is whatever media used to be like. You tell people what happened. No. Everybody has an agenda because in order to be successful now, you have to try to draw as many people as. No, you said. No, there's never an enemy. Don't.
What's
you know,
biased?
Like, you
say, everybody's biased, and everybody's looking for their bread to get
Whoa.
Butter. That's
Wait
what
a
I just
minute.
Said.
What's my,
yes.
Hey, hey,
yes.
hey, hey, hey.
Yeah.
What's my biased. Agenda? You guys know me as well as any two people know me. What's my agenda?
Your agenda
Paula knows
is
you better than I do. I know
is
that.
Professionally.
Always, always. Say that you don't make any exception to Rodgers, which is not necessary because you don't have an agenda, but you're like one person. So I'm sorry, you gotta So, you know, you're a unicorn, but that doesn't...
You're a unicorn?
Count, so. I am. I'm a unicorn.
Yes.
Sure.
Everybody,
you don't have an agenda, Jason. You won't go against the Packers because you hate the blowback.
No.
You won't do this because it's true.
No.
I got to listen to this. Go for it.
I don't.
Well, I just said it.
That is predictions. Oh. That is predictions, and I don't want to deal with the crap. You're right.
And I'll give you time. The floor is yours. But Jordan Love last year, you went and watched every practice, and you said, I don't know, Jim. And then everybody attacked you, and you and Demo both said, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth me telling you everything I'm seeing because I'm sick of y'all getting after me.
Right, but that's...
You said
Right. Did you just get stabbed by your favorite pen? Is that what
happened
there?
Just
you did
happened.
Sort of weird Continue. Movement there.
Yeah. I don't know.
So again, as is often the case, you are right about both of the things you said. That Packers fans did not want to hear that Jordan Love was inconsistent in camp. And so, talking about it, I chose
a
slight...
Wilsey the floor. Let Wilsey finish. We did give you the floor, Jason.
I feel like Greta Van Susteren.
Sorry, I'll shut up. Go on.
So I dialed back how often I talked about how crummy he looked. Now, I would also add that when we saw what happened in the games and all those people that blanked and moaned about us being negative about what we were seeing at times during camp, saw him not playing all that well, I think Rob and I were probably justified. And then those same people, when he started playing great, got after us. Oh, look how great he's playing. I was not rooting against Jordan Love. That would be rooting against Jordan Love or rooting for Jordan Love is an agenda. Me not wanting to predict outcomes of games because I don't want to deal with the handful of jackasses who think that means I'm rooting for them to lose, or not wanting to go too in-depth into some of Jordan Love's struggles during practice because I don't want to deal with people coming after me on social media. That's not an agenda. I'm talking about me and how I report on what occurs with the team, whether or not I am taking a biased angle because I want something to happen. I like Dontavian Wicks. Dontavian Wicks is my guy. And now apparently everybody else is.
Jordan Love likes him too. Mina Kimes, everybody is loving.
Yes, but if Jaden Reed develops into the number one receiver, and that is clear cut, I am not going to tear down Jaden Reed because I believe Dontavian Wicks should be the number one receiver. That would be an agenda. And that kind of crap I don't do. Whatever happens, happens. And it's my job to tell you about it. And if you're going to be a knob about me telling you that Jordan Love doesn't look so hot, I'm going to dial it back slightly. That I will admit to.
Yeah, but even with that said, there's relationships that you have to manage in order for you to do your job at a high level. And you know that. Like, that's just the reality of the situation.
Yeah, again, I don't think I mislead or inaccurately portray things because I have an agenda. I just don't believe in that. I think that's wrong.
All right, Homer, Jason's the only one. That's fair. I just want to complete your case.
No,
Jason Wilde's the unicorn
agenda
in the media with no agenda.
No, he just said he had an agenda. He didn't tell people how bad, continue to tell people how bad Jordan Love was.
That's not an agenda.
Okay. Of course it is. If you don't tell people what you see, that's an agenda.
You continue this conversation. I'm going to go get my unicorn hat. I'll be right back. So just stay right here.
Well, I have my peacock, that little peacock thing. Homer, what do you think of all this stuff? On Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, Adam Schefter said that, you know, he didn't think that Jordan Love's contract's going to be done by Monday with training camp opening. What would you do if you're Jordan? Just play and kind of let the process play out, or do you not buy that that's going to be the case?
Well, Jason convinced me that if I was Jordan Love, I just wouldn't play. You would be a better
judge. He's literally putting a unicorn hat on.
Who is?
What?
Me?
No.
Hold on.
Jason honestly believes he's a unicorn, which continue, Homer, as the unicorn stands in.
That's good.
But of course.
Back to Jordan Love. So, and then, and now, I don't, you would know, you would know how much time he needs in training camp to where it becomes an issue.
Oh, God. I can't take anything that's being said here seriously. We have
Yesterday I saw I was a unicorn because the person I was playing with got a hole-in-one, but a very tough hole. His name is Hole-in-One Morgan. He works for Marquette. He's a big shot in the ticket office. And my complaint is, which I've always said, we didn't see it go in the hole.
So
you lost. There's no point to even talk about it anymore.
No, it's
a waste of time. I saw Jesus, and Tausch would still be fixated on unicorns.
Well, that's because
he saw you. What are you talking about? A hole-in-one is a hole-in-one. Like, obviously, it's great to see it, but if it goes in, you're excited. I've played 1,000 rounds of golf in my life. I've seen one hole-in-one. I saw it go in, but I don't think I would have been that much more bummed if I didn't. Like, a hole-in-one is a hole-in-one.
No, I want to see it.
Well, that's you.
We had to have somebody go up and look in the hole, and then they kind of toyed with us because they didn't say anything right away. We're thinking, oh, it must have rolled off the green. Then they went, yeah. So, no, the first rule of golf should be that you should see a hole-in-one. You cannot have the green elevated to where someone hits the ball in the hole and you don't see it.
So, you want to redesign all courses to make them hole-in-one eligible in terms of clear vision to the hole?
Yes, you got to be able to see the damn hole-in-one.
What a stupid take. That's a dumb take,
Fine.
Homer.
Tell me why it's a dumb take. Let me hear you this.
Well, there's topography. What the beauty of golf is every course is different. There's tiers and greens, and there's topography and trees and bushes and ponds and lakes. Everything is just going to sit there flat. Oh, good shot, Lenny. It's flat, straight ahead. No elevation change. Come on, man.
You can do 8 million things with the green. Oh, yeah. You know, like if you were with somebody and they started to fly, you wouldn't want to see them fly. No. I knew they flew because, come on.
What?
It's the greatest event in golf. What's better in golf than a hole-in-one? It's the greatest event in golf, and I didn't see it. Well, who comes up with that? Come on.
Well, were you paying attention? You probably weren't paying attention.
Yes, I was paying attention. We saw where the ball landed and said, you know, it was going right at the pin. It might have gone in. It may have gone in, which should not be allowed. It should be a federal law.
What'd they win? What'd they win with a hole?
Nothing.
What? Didn't get anything?
75 yards. Should have won a car, but we don't do that in our event. By the way, as the more important thing, John Anderson will play in the event next year. Will you play with him in his foursome?
Will I play where? At the ESPN Milwaukee Open?
The Delzer ESPN Open next year, John Anderson said he will come play. Now, he is requiring
that, sounds
that we
awesome.
Play by his – I know, it'll be good. You guys can figure out the other two people. Call them up. He believes that all scrambles can't get more than bogey, and every person should hit two drives, which I have not played in.
I'll join – no. I'm not joining the every person should hit two drives, but I'll join the worst you can take is a bogey.
Right. Well, you guys
just
work
a bogey.
Because I told them, you know, if you come, we'll play by the John Anderson rules.
Anyway. Yeah, that's a good rule. I'm fine with the no bogey rule. Yeah, it's good.
All right. I believe the second putt should always be good, especially on a tough course.
Two putt minimum or two putt max.
Two putt max.
All those things are great ideas.
He won't agree with that. You're going to have to talk to John Anderson. I'm not important enough. You guys work.
No, he's retired now, so he's got more time to golf. That's probably why.
He is Professor John Anderson. He is not retired. He's a professor at Missouri. Don't embarrass yourself by showing lack of respect for professors. What he's doing
now
is more
important from Sports
than what he ever did at ESPN. Yep, he didn't
retire.
Yeah,
but he retired at SportsCenter.
Right, but what he's doing is more important than anything he ever did for ESPN.
How many hours a week is he working at Missouri as a professor?
A professor works forever, 24/7. Professors on call every second of every day.
No, they're
trying to
not.
Figure out a way to make their students better. What?
No, it's not how
you
it works.
Mocking my
it's
dad, who was a professor at Notre Dame. You mocking my
Nobody's
sister?
Mocking
no one's
anybody.
Mocking just anyone. Why are you so contentious?
Yeah, he's
today.
Super angry today because he didn't see because he was flopping around. Yes. He wasn't paying attention. He missed a hole in one, and now he's all irritated.
Yes,
about it.
I am
That's
irritated that we have a rule so stupid that you can't see a hole in one. By the way, on a more positive note, did you actually go to Ted's house?
I did.
Yes.
Yes.
He
so
did.
We had a rain out. We had a rain. We had games delayed, and we're in Tulsa. And I'm thinking to myself, I got me and another coach and four of our kids. And then, you know, everybody says, "Oh, let's go to this place for breakfast." I said, "No, no, 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 no. We're going to Ted's."
Well,
and it
you.
Was fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. I made.
I
put my cash down, and we have that wager with. You said Jordan Love was going to throw. What did you say? 25 picks. I took the under on that. So I think that was the wager.
Okay.
That we talked about, right?
All right. That's the first wager we've actually ever had. Yes. Very good. Nicely done. I'll happily lose.
Great milkshakes,
by the way,
Homer.
Great milkshakes at Bo Ellis's. Fantastic. One is good for three. I was at Bo Ellis's event for his family, his daughter. It's all for Marquette. And it was Monday night. I said, look, at anybody who comes to Ted, there are 150 people in the crowd. Anybody who comes to Ted, 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, 62nd and North, I will buy your breakfast. Everything
Ooh.
Free. Jason, how many people do you think came?
Three.
Tausch?
17?
Zero. I'm such a... Yeah, so I'd like to say...
Maybe that's
yeah,
why you're grumpy.
Maybe, yes, that's oh. part of it, too. That's correct. Those two things suck. Yes. I was so... But I do want to tell you that your conversation was so good, I drove by my granddaughter's school where I had to pick her up. I just forgot I had to pick her up because the conversation was so good, and I've turned around. I'm a little,
that's a good
a little
sign. Weird, it's a good sign for everybody but your granddaughter. That's
I know. She'll get over it. I'll just take her to McDonald's. I got like 80,000 points on apps. I can buy her a Happy Meal.
Be careful.
Day.
Those expire. You got to use those.
Excellent point. Mine don't expire till August. Nicely done, Jay.
Hey, 100. What's the best credit card rewards deal? I'm in the market for a new credit card rewards deal.
Yes.
Who's the
I
best actress
what's the
to
best?
Play a prostitute also?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Penn said you get 5% on all gas. Automatically,
which one?
The rest of your life. PenFed.
Oh. I'm a
Pentagon Federal. Now, there are other things, other cards. Verizon is a very good card, gives you 4%. But no one else that I'm aware of gives you 5%. I've been getting 5% on gas for 20 years, 15 years.
Yeah, I'm more into travel and points. But I get what you're saying. I'll continue to research that when I'm out sailing on my new sailboat.
And by the way, what a great line. I'll do it until I no longer want to do it. That's my best house line ever.
Homer, I feel like we ended on a good note that Tausch went to
yes,
Ted's.
Thank you. I feel much better.
I hope the rest of the day you're a little more chipper, a little less cantankerous, and I will talk to you tomorrow on tomorrow's edition of the Homer Hour.
Yeah, look forward to it. Bye.
Bye. That is Steve the Homer True. He was grouchy, right, to start?
Yeah, I don't know what was why he's as grouchy as he was this morning, but yeah, he was cranky.
And I don't I would agree with the principle that if you hit a hole in one, which I have never done.
Yeah, you want to see it.
You want to see it go in the cup. I get it.
For sure.
But occasionally there are holes where that is not going to happen.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I would still be happier that I got a hole in one, even if I didn't see it plunk into the cup.
And I'm going to tell you this, too. Yes, is there great drama in watching and, oh, is it going to go in? There's also great drama in, I think that might be in. And then you get up and you drive your cart or you're walking up and you see there's no ball on the green. You're like, Don't tell me. That drama, it's like, again, not to relate it to childbirth, but if you don't know what gender you're going to have, that's that same surprise. You just don't know. You could make that same case with a hole-in-one.
There's also excitement when you open up the Quick Trip app and you see which offers they've got for you. Am I right?
There's a bunch of fun ones. This is a chicken sandwich deal. There's all kinds of great deals. And in the summer, there's nothing quite like a stop at Quick Trip. While I'm on the road, get an ice-cold, refreshing drink. Like this weekend, we're driving back from Mequon. It was hot, 90-some degrees. Just picture that ice-cold Coke. And you know what? You stop at Quick Trip and get that Coke. This summer got a whole lot cooler with Quick Trip and Coca-Cola. Play the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab Game daily this summer in your Quick Rewards app. You can enter in to win the weekly drawing where Quick Trip is giving away a total $500,000 this summer. 10 weekly winners get $25,000 each, and that final week, that winner gets $250,000. 500 grand given away just for playing the Coca-Cola Summer Cash Grab Pull Tab game on the Quick Rewards app. You can even earn extra chances to win by using your Quick Rewards every time you purchase Coke, Monster Energy, Powerade, Body Armor, Smart Water, Core Power Elite products. Download the Quick Rewards app today. See quicktrip.com/sweepstakes for full details.
One more thing I want to discuss that Homer discussed with us, we will touch on next. It's Wilde and Tausch. All right, real quick so we can get to the 11 o'clock hour. Since we were getting after the old man for his cantankerousness about not seeing the ball go in the hole, we didn't get to discuss at all the hole-in-one you were part of. What? How close have you ever gotten to one yourself? And what was the vibe when you were with a group in one of your thousand rounds of golf where someone got one?
I have not ever been, like, super close. I haven't had one, like, where it was stuck into the pin, or I've maybe been within a foot and a half or 2 feet. Which, in the hole-in-one game, isn't that close. As far as the hole-in-one I was a part of, it was a long hole with a brutal wind. And this guy hits a screaming four iron. And he had a natural draw. And he hooked it in really nicely. Hit, rolled, and then we all thought it went in, but you're never sure.
Mm-hmm.
And we got up there. Sure enough, ball was in the hole. We thought it was a hole-in-one. Then when we got there, it was validated. And then one of the things that's tricky about a hole-in-one, if you're golfing and you have plans, like you have a game or you have something you need to go do, all of those things have to change because you have to celebrate, even if it's not like a really good buddy that you're golfing with. One of the codes of golf is if you're playing with someone that has a hole-in-one, you must stay and have numerous cocktails with that person.
Really? It's a federal
law?
That's
one of the rules. It's mandated. And if you're not a drinker, but you still have to stay and drink mocktails. So it's either cocktails or mocktails with this hole-in-oneer.
Shirley Temple?
Yep.
Wow. So you did do that once.
I've never understood. Never, no. I've never understood how you doing something awesome ends up costing you a ton of money.
That's a great point.
Mm-hmm. It always needs to be, this needs to change. If someone hits a hole-in-one,
you should be buying them drinks.
The group that you're with pays for the drinks.
Yes. Once again.
It never makes sense to me. If Stoffy hits a hole-in-one and he sticks with it and he's got three of his buddies with him, Stoffy shouldn't be buying rounds for everybody else. They should be buying him rounds because he's the one that hit the hole-in-one. Who made that rule up?
Well, Big Cat is on the private talk and text line arguing that you are paying for their confirmation of your hole-in-one by buying them beverages.
No.
You shouldn't have to pay for their witness. That's witness tampering. That's suborning perjury.
No, you're out there golfing, and somebody does something great, give them an attaboy.
Yeah, and a few free drinks.
I am around.
Yeah. Yep. All right, I saw David Gruber out on the course yesterday at the Bog for the Delzer ESPN Milwaukee Open. From what I understand, he did not have a hole-in-one, and neither did our friend Steven Watson of Bally Sports and on the tee with Gabe Neitzel. But Gruber Loftus is a great partner, and I said it yesterday during our show before I saw David, and I'll say it now again. I hope you never have to call him. I hope you never have to, because that means you've never been seriously injured in an accident. But if you are, one call. That's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. Or check out the website, gruber-law.com. Find out more about the firm, about everything they do in our communities. Gruber Law Offices, one call. That's all. The 11 o'clock hour kicks off in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.